Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing the most. It's like a dandelion situation. You know how dandelions are? Dandelions, basically, you blow and then it's like little snowflakes and it's just a thing. It's just a thing. I'm with. And then they just fly all over the place. And then you're like, I'm in a field of dandelions, wishing on everywhere for you to be mine. Mine. I'm wishing on dandelions all of the time. All of the time. Wazza, wazza. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing cruise control today, and we are basically playing a series of music, and we're just going to enjoy ourselves because, Vele, it's Saturday, and we are going to Saturday, okay?
Maybe it's the way you say my name. Maybe it's the way you play your game. But it's all good. I've never known anybody like you. But it's all good. I've never dreamed of nobody like you. And I've heard of a love that comes once in a lifetime. And I'm pretty sure that you are that love of mine. Cause I'm in a field of dandelions, wishing on everyone that you'd be mine. And I see forever in your eyes. I feel okay when I see you smile. You are the one for me. Cause it gets so hard to breathe when you're looking at me. I've never felt so alive and free. When you're looking at me, I've never felt so happy. And I've heard of a love that comes once in a lifetime. And I'm pretty sure that you are that love of mine. Cause I'm in a field of dandelions, wishing on everyone that you'd be mine. I see forever in your eyes. I feel okay when I see you smile. To the wind you go, won't you let my darling know?
dandelion into the wind you go. Won't you let my darling know that I'm in a field of dandelions, wishing on everyone that you would be mine. Oh, I see forever in your eyes. I feel okay when I see you smile.
I done gave my heart and you fell in the deep end. You done came into my life while I was sinking. I've been on that type of time with demons. All the time I was outside, I was creeping. It was love at first sight, girl, when you walked in. Couldn't look deep in your eyes, cause I get locked in. You was hurting deep inside and you was broken. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, nah. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Pulling up fast for you, 2-2-3 bus rounds for you. All eyes on me, got me feeling like pop, but I do it all for you. Don't get caught up in them lies before you know the truth. I'd be down to risk it all if you ask me to. Ain't playing with your heart, cause that's too much to lose. You putting up a wall, but you ain't bulletproof. I done got it out the mud and got nothing to prove. Tryna open up your mind and see a clearer view. All the times I made you wait for me, no. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, nah. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside. I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Oh, oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside when it comes to you. Thank you.
Hello, happy people. How y'all doing?
Love the apple crumble,
The number in studio, ladies and gentlemen, is 083-288-401 in case you would like to call in and also request for a song on this beautiful Saturday afternoon.
I need you to take
Jali wami minangi nembuze ngapeli Epatelene nota ndolezu Usangtandana noma kupeli le Jali minangi nembuze ngapeli Patelene nota ndolezu Usangtandana noma kupeli le Oh yeah, yeah
You don't have to rush it, babe. No tando, I love you no but my wala. Melo tatis katis sako. You don't have to rush it, babe. I need you to take your time. Basi na jahi, babe. Sines kati, babe. I need you to take.
Jali wami minangi nembuze ngapeli E
ephathelene nothandolwethu usangithandana noma kuphelile odali mina nginembuze ngaphele ephathelene nothandolwethu usangithandana
noma kuphelile.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the new Bora for the girl for this, this lovely August. Now, this is my song for August. I think I'm starting to have like theme songs for August, for September, for whatever. This is my song for August, Shashi. No, whoa. You don't need to rush, baby. You don't need to rush. Jahile, whatever. You don't need to rush. You just have to take your time and it is going to be nice. It's going to be great. It is what it is. So ladies and gentlemen, right? If a boy band could be formed, it would be these three. It would be Mawelele, it would be Donald, and it would be Makosi. These three, I think they outdid the song. But if I could be honest, I'm not really a fan of Mr. Donald, Uncle Donald, Mr. Donald say. I'm not really a fan of him because I feel like his voice is not giving the sugar that I like. It's not giving. But here, I think that he was extremely like well backed up, and I could be wrong, and you could prefer Donald. Mara, for me, I feel like it was a deadly combination. This was a deadly combination because they really articulated the song very, very well. And also, this is a perfect boy band. This is a perfect grown-up music kind of person, like kind of vibe for like, for us adults. That's why I'm like, my dear, what's the lie?
Jali wami mina nginembuze ngapheli ephathelene nothandolwethu usangithandana noma kuphelile odali mina nginembuze ngapheli ephathelene nothandolwethu usangithandana noma kuphelile.
You don't have to rush it, babe. No, tando. I love one more than my wife. Melo tatis katis saco. You don't have to rush it, babe. I need you to take your time. Basing al jahi, babe. Sinis kati, babe.
Jali wami mina nginembuze ngapheli ephathelene nothandolwethu usangithandana noma kuphelile odali mina nginembuze ngapheli ephathelene nothandolwethu
usangithandana noma kuphelile.
I know you got 21 questions.
Lele man. Take your time. You are not in a rush. This is not a heartbreak story, mama. For those that are going through the heartbreaks, this is for you. I love you, even if somebody else doesn't love you. I do.
WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our Real Value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
No matter. great story. Baby, I feel like you're drifting away from me. Cause all the memories feel like a misery. Baby, I feel like you're drifting away from me. Cause all the memories feel like a misery. Pieces. Me na na we best time da na my love. Me na na we best time da na. Then our love like a glass broken to pieces.
Hours, oh, komos gara ma posa. Masek beluza, minanzo klona. Minanzo klona. Oh, dali ang hila. Oh, ze wa muse mama. Unigezi fiva. Yinche zisha mawala. Oh, vati ngigubuga. Ngigubuga. Give me that love. Ungange zinglinde. Ungange zinglinde. Funa si wenza go. Funa si benda go. Baby girl, take my song. Yeah.
Ula ma awa u 24.
Petu buhle bonke ngikhiphe ikamera uphose ngicela ukukuthatha isithombe
kula ma-hour u 24
hours oh
still out here, ladies and gentlemen. We are just cooling off. We are enjoying our Saturday as we always do here on Elizabeth's World. Hello, hello to you.
Color, color, color.
utufuna ukubuyela kimi ngakunika uthando thando thando kodwa ukhethe ukudlala ngalo manje singakhala khala khala utufuna ukubuyela kimi
essential products for just 599 Namibian dollars at USA. 10 kilogram each of sugar cane white sugar, top score super maize meal, and the Buck Prophet cook flour, also 5 kilos rice cane, as well as 500 grams pasta cane pasta. All 5 products for only 599 Namibian dollars. You save, I save. Yes, we all save at USA.
Want to know about Namibia?
Mama ngakunika TLC. It's too bad you were blind, my babe, and you couldn't see it.
Oh no no no, darling, ngakunika uthando, uthando, uthando. Kodwa wakhetha ukudlala ngalo, manje usuyokhala, khala, khala. Utufuna ukubuyela kimi, ngakunika uthando, uthando, uthando. Kodwa wakhetha ukudlala ngalo, manje usuyokhala, khala, khala. Utufuna ukubuyela kimi, la 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 la.
Oh,
All the good times we've shared together, memories together. I never thought that it would end like this. All the good times we've shared together, I thought it would last forever. I never thought that it would end like this. Baby, it feels like I'm dreaming. It feels like I'm losing my breath. Baby, I'm losing myself. Baby, it feels like I'm dreaming. It feels like I'm losing my breath. Baby, I'm losing myself. Baby, what's the point of knowing you, loving you, if I have to lose you? Baby, what's the point of knowing you, loving you, if I have to lose?
South Africa, you have birthed a very nice artist, Umnandi So.
We've been done long before it all begun. Still can't give it up. But leave before the morning comes. Even though it's what we want, can't keep this up for long. But I just don't wanna leave you. Might just throw away the reasons why we both can't lay here. And secret, both gotta keep it honest. That's just a game we know. For tonight, I'm yours. So deny the truth. come. Numb to what we know is wrong, but no one knows but us. The feeling's fresh every single time we touch, even though it's what we want, can't keep this off long. But I just don't wanna leave you. Might just throw away the reasons why we both can't lay here. And secret, both gotta keep it honest, that's just a game we know we both can't play. All I wanna do is lie with you. Even though it's wrong, I lie with you.
Don't you dare try and reappear after you already got me standing here. I can't believe you'd come at me looking for a little bit of sympathy. Like I wasn't the one you left all alone crying, looking like a hot mess. Don't show your face round here anymore, honey. This is something you better get through your head. Cause I'm giving you up, like I did them marble lights, and I'm giving you up the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turned me into a man I don't even recognize. I'm giving you up the same way you did me out in the moonlight. What the hell are you thinking, coming round to visit completely uninvited, messing with my brain again? You couldn't give me the satisfaction of forgetting your existence. Showed up when I thought I'd finally found the end. Don't be coming over looking for a conversation, dropping little hints that you want me back again. Cause I'm so sick and tired of the little lies that tell me so. Here is all I'm saying, baby, better listen in. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did the marble lights. And I'm giving you up the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turn me into a man I don't even recognize. I'm giving you up the same way.
seems so complicated. Can't recall my mornings, everything is faded. Maybe this is karma, definition of JD. This stays on my mind, this stays on my mind. Trying to put a muzzle on my crazy feelings. One minute I'm cold and then the next I'm tripping. Oh, with somebody new, I swear she don't desert it. Oh, it's still on my mind, she's still on my mind. And we build it up, just to let it wash away. Tell me, did I lace you up, just to watch you run away? Please tell me who, who's getting on my love, who's getting on my love? My nickname, I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No, but tell me who, who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residuals? Blind. I see love is blind. Can we build it up, just to let it wash away? And tell me, did I lace you up, just to watch you run away? Please tell me who, who's getting on my love, who's getting on my love? Tell me who. My nickname. I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No, but tell me who, who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residual?
Tell me who, who's getting all my love, who's getting all my love, residuals. We are doing residuals, but you know how we do on Saturdays, right? On Saturdays here at Eagle FM, we just relax. We just relax in Elizabeth's world. Sometimes we sing along, sometimes we don't, sometimes we talk about it, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we give the number 083-288-401. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys are out here, eh? Saying, kuchaya, gazane, gazane, eh, shapumba ne, shapumba ne. Okay, she's not shapumba. Exit ne, exit ne, eh? Yeezer ne, Miss Gideon ne, eh? Oh my goodness, the dog ne. Do you guys know people's real names? I can start. If there is an artist that you know their real name, please call in and tell me their real name so that I can play you a song. Hey, because vele. I will start. Me, I will start with Lazarus Shimi Gaza. You guys can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. The others, you guys can call in. You guys can come and tell me what is the dog's real name. We can go from there.
You to know that I'm willing to, and where you want me
stay true. And I'll be staying as long as you're saying more and more. Then I bet you want more and more. Then after that, more and more. Then after that, more, more. I hear you say more. Your love come, I'll be willing to do anything, even if you want me to kiss places, and I'll be willing to make you scream, set them down for whatever you say, all you gotta do is speak your mind, want me here Monday to Monday, then baby girl it's fine, as long as you're screaming more, more, more,
more.
Beautiful music for a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
want you something to admire, cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place where could it go. Just let your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Just with your hand in my hand in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go.
Afternoon to you, my beloveds. You guys are chilling. You guys are cool and kalam susa pasalam. Check in there. So I'm inviting Habibi. You know, I talk about Habibi a lot. So I'm inviting my best friend into the studio today to come, and we are going to be talking about this age gap with these young girls. Eh? Because Mina, I just feel like it is inappropriate to date somebody that is older than yours, older siblings. I just feel like it. But then maybe we can talk about it. So let me give him an intro because I had to bribe him with a song. Let me get him an intro and then we will start our conversation after this.
Oh, presas todas as vezes que puder. Normaliza levar o teu homem pra sair de mim. Submissa não precisa só cuidar da cozinha. Porque tu tens woman power. Não podes ajudar só com a saia. Também podes dizer, guarda teu cachê. Hoje sou eu quem paga. Porque hoje sou a chefe. A você que manda. Leva o que quiser. Não quero saber se é Gucci ou Prada. Então fala. O que quiseres eu vou pagar. O que quiseres eu vou pagar. Então fala, fala, fala pra mim. O que quiseres eu vou pagar. O que quiseres eu vou pagar. Minha irmã, não pode se deixar. Ser missão não é só olhar. Cheirinho, tu podes lhe dar. O amor é sobre partilhar. Então ela fica viva. O homem também precisa. Presentes e saídas, fica viva. Porque tu tens woman power. Não podes ajudar só com a saia. Também podes dizer, guarda teu cachê. Hoje sou eu quem paga. Porque hoje sou a chefe. A base que manda. Leva o que quiser. Não quero saber se é Gucci ou Prada. Então fala, fala, fala pra mim. O que quiseres eu vou pagar. O que quiseres.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Which mic are you on, sir?
This one.
Which one?
This one that I'm using.
Which one is that one?
It's this one.
I found it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome back.
From where?
From wherever. It seems as though you don't want to be in studio anymore. You just want to be chilling.
I've been here the whole time.
Ha, chilling, living your life, enjoying.
People like stories.
So today, okay, so we are talking about the age gap. Ne? And I feel like an age gap between people in a relationship should not exceed the age gap of your older sibling. So, if your older sibling is like 2 years older than you, then it's that one.
Many years ago, you would have been correct.
Why?
Because people were aging the same. Men and women were aging correctly.
Were we aging correctly?
If you see the
grandparents. Many years ago.
Okay. If you go to the grandparents.
Before us. Even.
Yes. You can see that the grandparents are of the same age, even the way they look, the way they talk and walk, you know?
Yeah.
It was fine. Vibes. Yeah.
If it's old people, it's old people vibes. There's nobody that is old but looks young.
Even the kids back then when they play, all of them, they are just in unison. They look the same body wise, length wise. Mm. But now if you move it into contemporary times, it is no longer the same.
Mm.
Here, the people are playing together. And they're like, why is this big woman playing with these small boys? But they are the same
age. Body shaming.
It's not body shaming. It is just the reality.
Mm.
I don't know if it is the type of food or technology maybe has an impact. You know, people exercise, or I really don't know, but things are no longer the way they used to be.
Mm-hmm. So basically the children of nowadays and the children of back in the day, they are not growing the same.
No, not at all. Back
these
then,
ones are growing bigger and, yes, and taller faster. And faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And correctly.
Is that correctly?
Back then.
Were we not growing correctly?
Back then, we were known as the people that just grow. Apparently, it's just straight.
Straight up.
No shape, no nothing. Now the people are growing in shape. In form. Formation.
We just grow straight. Yeah. Eh? Like no hips.
Nothing.
No. No hips, no chest, nothing. Yeah. We're growing straight, all of us.
Yeah.
So even if I put on a boys' school uniform, it's fine. The only differentiation is basically just my hair.
This is how things were when I was in school.
Uh-huh. Everybody was just straight.
Yeah.
And now we are growing in shapes.
Yeah. Now people are now growing. I think it is in the correct way.
Really? So you say our 3 year olds or our 3 year olds look like 6 year olds and our 1 year olds look like 3 year olds.
Yes.
Because they are tall and they are big.
Mostly the girl child.
Yeah. Then maybe it's the girl child's problem. That's like, I feel like that's a girl child problem.
Maybe the boy child's not keeping up.
Why is the boy child not keeping up?
I don't know. Maybe people don't pay attention to boys enough. They don't feed them.
We feed them.
I don't know. Even if you go in the gym now, right? Uh-huh. It used to be a guy thing.
Yeah, the gym did used to be a guy thing. Really.
Now it's no longer a guy thing.
It's one guy that's training the girls.
Oh.
Ne?
You even wanted to go to the gym, but now it's impossible. It's impossible to be going to the gym.
Why is it impossible to go to the gym?
Even to go run, you just get bumped by cars. Auntie, you are looking at a 13-year-old.
And their age is not written on their
face. And the type of conversation the person is having with you is a grown-up conversation.
Like what? Like what?
They know about inflation, you know?
Yeah. You're like, huh? Okay. How old are you, 13? You're like, huh? No.
You know what's happening about the war in Iraq, you know? Like... Oh, wow.
I know, so try to repent, you know, nan.
Where do you work? No, I'm just doing my own thing. Oh.
What is own thing? What is doing my own thing?
You don't ask.
Because you know, I'm afraid. You don't ask, now you just say, oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Then
they're even the one to ask you, are you afraid? Are you scared?
You're so like that, no. Of jail, yes.
Yeah, playing. Times have changed. It's no longer how it used to be.
Mm.
Or what we were accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. But the girl child is growing faster and maturing faster at a very fast rate than the boy child. And the problem is that creates now the age. This huge age gap that you're talking about is this 18-year-old girl is sitting in the lecture hall with her age mate and the boys would want to scoop up this girl. You know, she's smart, you know, but if you let them stand together.
I know, is it about looks? Is it about looks or no?
Even if the girl wanted, like, oh. this one time I was with this guy, I really just gave a chance of my class, you know?
My peer.
Yeah, but then, so every time I walk with him, the people just make fun of him.
Like, but who makes fun of him? Nobody makes fun of him, boss, or maybe.
Like, why are you walking alone? Like, why are you walking with your little brother? It's like, I feel like I'm killing the boy. He's so small. Like we cannot even talk about anything because he's just, oh, talking about TV games.
But no, man, he's also talking about what happens in the lecture hall. But the problem is that I think that if we can associate this now even to our graduate pandemic, right? Because mm-hmm. we have like at least an 80% rate of the girl child graduating mm-hmm. and the boy child starting varsity. Starting varsity is not the problem. Mm-hmm. The problem is finishing varsity. We have a large group of boy children, right? Mm-hmm. Dropping out of varsity before they graduate. And that's why we have so many female graduates. So could it be that this also somewhat somehow plays a role in seriousness? If we're looking at maturity now and we're looking at the girl child maturing and the boy child sort of like staying back a little bit or not being too serious with life, or what do you call that then?
No, the thing with the girl child and the boy child, they are two different species.
Oh, what?
The boy child is thinking of hustling, thinking of this other uncle. The girl child
hustling? Why is the boy child thinking about hustling?
Like, this other man,
also didn't go to school.
Just what is driving and all that. And they're
so easily influenced.
Yes, they're easily influenced. But then the girl child is most now always home with the mother. Mm. The mother is constantly, you must be like this, you know, taking care of the family, taking care of the household. Mm. So the girl child grows into that and she becomes just that.
Yeah, maternal.
So now, the people go now, let's assume they
could
both...
Could we also pin absent fathers to the equation of the boy child not being responsible? Because then the girl child is at home with the mother because the mother is there.
No, look.
But then if the woman has a boy child also, the likelihood of the father being in the equation is also.
If you go in the streets, the boys are just there playing. The father is at home. You cannot be locking the boy child up in the house. So most of the time.
Why is the girl child be locked in the house?
She's not locked in the house. She's a girl and she's just more responsible. Like she knows that there's nothing nice that come out of the streets.
But you guys are enjoying the streets also, playing soccer.
Yeah, but there are no fathers in the streets. Mm. So the fathers there are just other boys that have not materialized into anything. That's why they are in the streets.
Mm.
Yes. So it is not a thing about fathers. Fathers are there.
Mm.
Yes. It is more of a matter of nowadays when one buys a home.
But then why are the boy children not materializing if they have fathers?
Look, one of the things is nowadays, now that we know these elements that play a role in shaping people's lives, you can't just buy a house because the house is cheap.
Yeah.
You need to put all these other things into consideration.
Mm.
What happens in this area?
Yeah.
Housebreaking, you know? Things like rape, things like gangsterism, things like crime, you know, all these type of things.
Yeah.
So you look for a safe neighborhood for your kids to grow up in.
Yeah.
With good neighbors, then they get good morals.
Yeah.
Yes, because it is, raising a child is not just one person. It cannot just be pinned on the father.
Yeah.
Even the neighbors, they are
there.
Because your child
will
play there.
Yes.
So it is the whole close environment, you know, that is in close proximity that one has to consider. But going back to what you were asking about varsity, I was asking or saying that let us assume that the boy child and the girl child, they go to varsity and they graduate.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is now we have to start life.
Yeah.
It is not easy to start life just from scratch like that. Now we must, the girl child is a mover. She wants to move in. She wants to do things already, be active, you know, let the ball start rolling. Now there's a guy already, you know, that has plans already, that is busy constructing and his ideas. He's not
constructing
into
constructing what?
Constructing his house. He's not in the
not
market.
Playing.
He's not in the market for looking for a job.
Mm.
Now both of you don't have money to print CVs.
Mm-hmm. But with the struggle together, Moss.
The struggle was just to graduate, finish school. Okay, thank you. You helped me with statistics.
No, man. That can't be it.
If you take, and this is a conversation that I overheard from a 21-year-old girl child. I'm like, why do you girls go for older guys.
Mm.
And she said, right?
Mm.
Look at me physically.
Mm.
When has this boy even start to hold me? If I hold him back, I feel like I'm crushing him. If he stands next to my small sister, they are like the same age, Mbera. Like I tried. Every time the boy is just crying because it's always him that is picked on whenever you guys are walking or sitting somewhere. Even to hold hands, it just feels so wrong because it is not physically, it is just a mismatch. We did not even touch on the
intellectual part or maturity.
Maturity part. And intellect part.
Mm.
The girl child's nails are done. She looks elegant. She's good hair. She is dressed like a corporate person. This boy child is still wearing Haviana plackies and the red bed chain that is hanging.
Mm.
No belt. Mm. Like, come on. I know.
So now our boys must wear like old men.
No, they must just man up.
Now what is man
up? Exercise so that you keep up with your fellow
young age.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, eat well.
Mm.
Sleep on time. Stop exercise. Now it's just drugs and alcohol, and then you shrink and you are killing your brain cells also. Then you fall back and the girl child is moving forward. Physically and mentally.
And financially.
Yeah.
And the financial opportunities are also just awarded to the girls because the girls are the ones that are getting to the part where...
Yeah, because even when you go for an interview, you cannot go looking. You are wearing official. Have you seen boys of nowadays? They are wearing official, but it still doesn't look nice. Like, yeah.
The small trousers that they are wearing, the ones that are like just big. It's like a three-quarter.
Hey, how do you expect people to take you seriously then? But put a girl child in there, you think this...
She belongs here.
She's 29 or something, but this is just a 19-year-old girl.
Mm.
The way she carries herself.
Mm.
Mm?
Okay. Good afternoon. Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to contribute to our conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-4001. We're talking about the mismatch.
Those, yes, there was just also, what is it? Okando Buro Shike, and it was not for children, it was for other people who were having some other illnesses. Now there are many other things on the market, you know, these social media that is having these TikToks on exercise routines, eating. Well, and the girls have taken it upon themselves.
To look good.
Yes, just a short while ago, I was added onto a group of fit Namibians, and it is started by a girl child, you know. It just shows. The boys are just out drinking. So how do you want the girl child to be interested in you of the same age if
there's a mismatch between you guys? And now, and I think that is also the contributing factor, né, to the boy child also saying things like, yeah, girls just want money.
They don't just want money. It is the level where they fall in.
Yeah.
So you see this girl, she is young and this guy is older, slightly older, but there is an age gap.
Mm-hmm.
But when they are together, there is no gap because they do all the things nicely.
Yeah, befitting.
All the things.
She
must have passed. It's true.
There's no mismatch. There's no mismatch even in conversation.
She will even tell you what to do for your family.
Yeah.
She must have passed. From morning time to night time, tomorrow, all the things are just, so there is no mismatch in their life. It is just the age you even forget.
Mm.
And then now you are driving past the car wash, this boy is with calls now or whatever. It's just racing, speeding. Oh, I'm going to the car wash.
It's dying in car accidents.
The prime Miloshiko Vingain, yeah. You know? You are not talking about future prospects, which I, hey, this is what I would like for us. Nothing at all. You're just playing.
And people are tired of playing also.
Yeah.
Because, playing in itself is most now, it's most not where we are supposed to be for the rest of our lives. Yeah. Right?
The other day I was talking to this other young nephew or cousin of mine, and he was very angry, not angry, but disappointed. Apparently this other girl that he had approached, that he had like asked him a question of, do I look like your playground?
Ha! Straight, sharpshooter. Do I look like your playground?
Yeah.
And he was very disappointed.
Or do I look like a playground?
Yeah. Where you can come and play.
Yeah.
Now, what is, bruh, these girls are so cold. Will our sons like, you know, this conversation is a conversation that touches my soul, eh? Because I have a slender small son. And I don't know, man. We tried everything there by the food.
He's not a son who's a man yet, man. So when you're still a young boy.
But he's going to grow into a slender small man.
You can still, your body is still very elastic. You can still shape it. For now, he's still a child.
So we must just encourage him, like when he's 15, things to go to the gym.
15 is fine. You must not do anything. You must let me do the things.
But what are you going to do?
Me, I will tell him the reality.
Which are girls will not look like you.
In your class, look how the girls look like. And look at you and your friends.
It reminds me of what he looks like when he's being picked up and what his girl classmates look like when they're being picked up. There's just a big difference.
Then me,
they're all in grade 4, but there's just a big difference. One looks like she's coming from grade 6 class, and these ones are children that were playing in the ground.
Sure. Do you want to be having a grade 1 girlfriend? So you must listen to me when I tell you what to do.
But what are you gonna tell him?
must go run. Sleep on time.
Yeah,
sleep on time.
Eat healthy.
Sleep on time. Mm-hmm. Watch and listen to these things, you know. The earlier that you start knowing this thing, life will be smooth when it comes to attracting the opposite. You'll attract the same, and then you'll have a mature woman. Now you must go for a great one. Because of you guys are not keeping up.
But
no, my God, not be a kid, they're just playing. No. Things don't work. You're not just playing.
No, I see what great kids.
Me, I'm one of those that saw this thing at that time, but it was now the time that it was beginning, where these girls are now starting to outgrow us. I know, man. So you have to do certain things to supplement you know. If it's not the looks, how you look, like body-wise structure, you must, at school you do exceptional things. You must perform well. Either you run very fast. You are doing business things, like at school, when there's something you are managing something there. So that
there's something.
Your potential can be seen in other areas, not just your physical area. There are many ways to kill the kid.
Yeah. So your potential can be seen in other areas.
Yeah. So even if the person didn't want, she likes the things that you are doing.
She likes where your life is headed.
Yeah.
You know, and how you think.
Yeah, and so that you cannot be asked the question like, do I look like a playground? Now you're just playing the whole time. You must now have other things. Play, but have other things that balances that play, that your play doesn't outshine all the other aspects. Like, you know, and dress nice.
And smell good.
That one is number one. Number one.
Dress well.
Oh.
Not expensive.
It's a weakness for the girl child. That one.
Dressing well.
You must smell nice.
Your
trouser, if your parents did not iron it nice straight, you must not wait. You must tell them, hello, this thing, bring the iron so I can try myself, man. Your shoes must be shining. The girl child will say, oh, this boy, oh, he's doing the things, man.
He's very clean.
Yeah. There's no one who likes dirty things.
Yeah.
Even a baby, when the diapers are not clean, the baby will cry. What do you think now of a person, a matured girl child? Oh, working with this boy now, coming from soccer, he's been playing.
Mm.
It's just ashy all over.
Mm.
It will not work.
Nah.
Yeah. I used to feel bad when I see these other guys from high schools coming to primary schools now. Oh, and the girls are going now. Like, man.
The girls are going. The girls are going. No, man. But that's just, I feel like.
Then you beat them at their own game. But you look at them and then you see, which, oh, what is it, man? No, they dress like, when they come, these guys, they look nice, man. The hair is cut. Yeah. And then you tell your parents, you must make a fast day at home. I want to be going to the barber shop. Like, it is
stop
a thing
cutting
that they
say. Yeah,
I'm not being cut at home again by my mother.
Oh, my goodness. Stay tuned.
The International University of Management, IUM, is excited to announce that applications for the 2026 academic year are now open. Explore a wide range of qualifications across our dynamic faculties and schools. Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Sciences, Faculty of Health Sciences, Faculty of Information and Communication Technology, Faculty of Strategic Management and Business Administration, School of Primary Education, School of Secondary and Postgraduate Education, Postgraduate Studies, and the Graduate School of Business. Whether you are in Ventuk, Kurankuru, Enana, Ongwediva, or Walvis Bay, your future starts at IUM. For more information, visit www.ium.edu.na or call us at 061-433-6000. Go ahead, make the right choice, and step into your future with IUM, a Namibian university dedicated to its people's future.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Before we continue with our conversation and we let our guest go.
like I'm dreaming. It feels like I'm losing my breath. Baby, I'm losing myself. Baby, it feels like I'm dreaming. It feels like I'm losing my breath. Baby, I'm losing myself. Baby, what's the point of knowing you, loving you, if I have to lose you? Baby, what's the point of knowing you, loving you, if I have to lose?
South Africa, you have birthed a very nice artist, Umnandi So.
We've been done long before it all began. Still can't give it up. But leave before the morning comes. Even though it's what we want, can't keep this up for long. But I just don't wanna leave you. Might just throw away the reasons why we both can't lay here. And secret, both gotta keep it honest, that's just a game we know. For tonight, I'm yours. So deny the truth, or stay behind closed doors. 'Cause all I wanna do is lie with you. Even though it's wrong to lie with you. Time we touch, even though it's what we want, can't keep this up long. But I just don't wanna leave you. Might just throw away the reasons why we both can't lay here. And secret, both gotta keep it honest, that's just a game we know. All I wanna do is lie with you. Even though it's wrong, I lie with you.
Mm-hmm. reappear after you already got me standing here. I can't believe you'd come at me looking for a little bit of sympathy. Like I wasn't the one you left all alone crying, looking like a hot mess. Don't show your face round here anymore, honey. This is something you better get through your head. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did them Marlboro Lights. And I'm giving you up the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turned me to a man I don't even recognize. I'm giving you up the same way. What the hell are you thinking coming round to visit? Completely uninvited, messing with my brain again. You couldn't give me the satisfaction of forgetting. Your existence showed up when I thought I'd finally found the end. Don't be coming over looking for a conversation, dropping little hints that you want me back again. Cause I'm so sick and tired of the little lies that tell me so. Here is all I'm saying, baby, better listen in. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did the Marlboro Lights. And I'm giving you up the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turned me into a man I don't even recognize. I'm giving you up the same way.
Nickname. I don't like thinking about it. swear that it's wearing me down, no. But tell me, who's getting all the fight? Who's getting all the mind? Residual.
I was lying when I said it feels mutual. No.
It took some time to realize
I was different people.
And love is blind.
I see love is blind.
Can we build it up?
Build it up.
Just to let it wash away.
And tell me that I lace you up.
Lace you up.
Just to watch you run.
My nickname.
I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No,
but tell me
who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residual.
Tell me who's getting all my love? Who's getting all my love? Residuals. We are doing residuals, but you know how we do on Saturdays, right? On Saturdays here at Eagle FM, we just relax. We just relax in Elizabeth's world. Sometimes we sing along. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we talk about it. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we give the number 083-288-401. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys are out here, saying, kuchaya, gazane, gazane, eh, shapumba ne, shapumba ne. Okay, she's not shapumba. Exit ne, exit ne. Eh, Yeezer ne, Miss Gideon ne, eh, oh my goodness, the dog ne. Do you guys know people's real names? I can start. If there is an artist that you know their real name, please call in and tell me their real name so that I can play you a song. Hey, because vele. I will start. Me, I will start with, Lazarus Shimmy Gaza. You guys can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. The others, you guys can call in. You guys can come and tell me what is the dog's real name. We can go from there.
Nah, 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 baby. Nah, nah, nah.
You got that look on your face.
Nah, nah, nah.
Like you wanna go all night.
Nah, nah.
And I like that.
Ooh, ooh, nah, nah, nah.
I just want you to know that I'm,
nah,
I ain't got
nah,
no problem nah, with that. Just this moment
nah,
as we
nah, nah.
Go to next night also.
For as long as you're willing, girl, want you to know that I'm willing to. And where you want me to go, girl, I'll be willing to go there for you. If you want me to take my time, then I'll be willing to spend the night. All you gotta say is please stay, Joe, and I'll be staying as long as you're saying
more and more than ever.
Your mind, won't be here Monday to Monday.
then baby girl, it's fine. As long as you're screaming more,
more,
more, more,
more and more.
Then never mind to
more. More and more.
Then after that,
more, more.
I wanna hear you say
more.
Every night I'm dead.
If our love was a fairy tale, I would charge in and rescue you. On a yacht, baby, we would sail to an island where we'd say I do. And if we had babies, they would look like you. If it's so beautiful, if that came true, you don't even know how very special you are. Storybook, we would meet on the very first page. The last chapter would be about how I'm thankful for the life we've made. And if we had babies, they would have your eyes. I would fall deeper watching you give life. You don't even know how very special you are. You leave me breathless.
Music for a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you shine something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place where could it go. Just put your hand on the glass, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. See the set in my heart. It's a space and now you're home.
cause it doesn't seem really as simple. And I can't help but stare, cause I see true summer in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go.
Put your head on the glass,
I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong.
I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me, but they can see the set in my heart. There's a space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. I tell you baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured.
Afternoon to you, my beloved. You guys are chilling. You guys are cool and calm. Susa pasalam. Check in there. So I'm inviting Khabibi. You know, I talk about Khabibi a lot. So I'm inviting my best friend into the studio today to come, and we are going to be talking about this age gap with these young girls. Yeah, because Mina, I just feel like it is inappropriate to date somebody that is older than yours, older siblings. I just feel like it. But then maybe we can talk about it. So let me give him an intro because I had to bribe him with a song. Let me get him an intro and then we will start our conversation after this.
Agradar o seu homem e fazer surpresas todas as vezes que puder. Normaliza levar o teu homem pra sair de mim. Submissa não precisa só cuidar da cozinha. Porque tu tens woman power, não podes ajudar só com a saia. Também podes dizer, guarda teu cachê, hoje sou eu quem paga. Porque hoje sou a chefe, a boss que manda. Levo o que quiser, não quero saber se é Gucci ou Prada. Então fala, fala, fala pra mim. O que quiseres eu vou pagar, o que quiseres eu vou pagar. Então fala, fala, fala pra mim. O que quiseres eu vou pagar, o que quiseres eu vou pagar. Minha irmã, não pode se deixar. Ser missão, não é só olhar. Cheirinho, podes lhe dar, é. O amor é sobre partilhar, é. Então mana fica viva. O homem também precisa de presentes e saídas. Fica viva. Porque tu tens uma mão, não podes ajudar só com a saia. Também
podes dizer, guarda teu cachê. Hoje sou eu quem paga, porque hoje sou a chefe, a boss que manda. Leva o que quiser, não quero saber se é Gucci ou Prada. Então fala, fala, fala pra mim. O que quiseres eu vou pagar, o que quiseres eu vou pagar. Então fala, fala, fala pra mim. O que quiseres eu vou pagar, o que quiseres eu vou pagar.
Quem toma não fica viva, o homem também precisa.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Which mic are you on, sir?
This one.
Which one?
This one that I'm using.
Which one is that one?
It's this one.
I found it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome back.
From where?
From wherever. It seems as though you don't want to be in studio anymore. You just want to be chilling.
I've been here the whole time.
Ha, chilling, living your life, enjoying.
People like stories.
So today, okay, so we are talking about the age gap. And I feel like an age gap between people in a relationship should not exceed the age gap of your older sibling. So, if your older sibling is like 2 years older than you, then it's that one.
Many years ago, you would have been correct.
Why?
Because people were aging the same. Men and women were aging correctly.
Were we aging correctly?
If you see the grandparents.
Many years ago.
Okay. If you go to the grandparents.
Before us.
Even. Yes. You can see that the grandparents are of the same age, even the way they look, the way they talk and walk, you know.
Yeah.
It was fine. Vibes. Yeah.
If it's old people, it's old people vibes. There's nobody that is old but looks young.
Even the kids back then when they play, all of them, they are just in unison. They look the same body wise, length wise. But now if you move it into contemporary times, it is no longer the same. Here, the people are playing together, and they're like, why is this big woman playing with these small boys? But they are the same.
It's body shaming.
It's not body shaming, it is just the reality. I don't know if it is the type of food or technology maybe has an impact, you know, people exercise, or I really don't know, but things are no longer the way they used to be.
So basically the children of nowadays and the children of back in the day, they are not growing the same.
No, not at all. Back
these
then,
ones are growing bigger and, yes, and taller faster. And faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And correctly.
Is that correctly?
Back then.
Were we not growing correctly?
Back then. We were known as a people that just grow, apparently, just straight.
Straight up.
No shape, no nothing. Now the people are growing in shape. In form. Formation.
We just grow straight. Yeah. Eh? Like no hips.
Nothing.
No. No hips, no chest, nothing. Yeah. We're growing straight, all of us.
Yeah.
So even if I put on a boys' school uniform, it's fine. The only differentiation is basically just my hair.
That is how things were when I was in school.
Everybody was
just straight. Yeah.
And now we are growing in shapes.
Yeah, now people are now growing. I think it is in the correct way.
Really? So you see, our 3 year olds or our 3 year olds look like 6 year olds, and our 1 year olds look like 3 year olds.
Yes.
Because they are tall and they're big.
Mostly the girl.
The girl. Child. Yeah. Then maybe it's the girl child's problem. That's like, I feel like that's a girl child problem.
Maybe the boy child's not keeping up.
Why is the boy child not keeping up?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe people don't pay attention to boys enough. They don't feed them.
We feed them.
I don't know. Even if you go in the gym now, right? Uh-huh. It used to be a guy thing.
Yeah, the gym did used to be a guy thing.
Really. Now it's no longer a guy thing.
It's one guy that's training the girls.
Oh.
Ne?
You even wanted to go to the gym, but now it's impossible. It's impossible to be going to the gym.
Why is it impossible to go to the gym?
Even to go run, you just get bumped by cars. Auntie, you are looking at a 13-year-old.
And their age is not written on their
face. And the type of conversation the person is having with you is a grown-up conversation.
Like what? Like what?
They know about inflation, you know?
Yeah. You're like, huh? Okay. How old are you, 13? Well, how? No.
You know what's happening about the war in Iraq, you know? Like... Oh, wow.
I know. So, why do you repent? I don't know.
Where do you work? No, I'm just doing my own thing. Oh. Oh.
What is the own thing? What is doing my own thing?
You don't ask.
Because you know, afraid. Yeah. You don't ask, now, you just say, oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Then
they are even the one to ask you, Anna, are you afraid? Are you scared?
Yeah, it's so why is like that? No. Of jail, yes. Yeah,
playing.
Nah?
Times have changed.
Times have changed.
It's no longer how it used to be.
Mm.
Or what we were accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. But the girl child is growing faster and maturing faster at a very fast rate than the boy child. And the problem is that creates now the age. This huge age gap that you're talking about is this 18-year-old girl is sitting in the lecture hall with her age mate and the boys would want to scoop up this girl. No, she's smart, you know, but if you let them stand together.
I know, is it about looks? Is it about looks or no?
Even if the girl wanted, like, oh. This one time I was with this guy, I really just gave a chance of my class, you know?
My peer.
Yeah, but then, so that every time I walk with him, the people just make fun of him.
Like, but who makes fun of him? Nobody makes fun of him, or maybe.
Like, why are you walking alone? Like, why are you walking with your little brother? It's like, I feel like I'm killing the boy. He's so small. Like, we cannot even talk about anything because he's just, oh, talking about TV games.
But no, man, he's also talking about what happens in the lecture hall. But the problem is that, I think that, if we can associate this now, even to our graduate pandemic, right? Because we have like at least an 80% rate of the girl child graduating and the boy child starting varsity is not the problem. The problem is finishing varsity. We have a large group of boy children, right? Dropping out of varsity before they graduate. And that's why we have so many female graduates. So could it be that this also somehow plays a role in seriousness? If we're looking at maturity now and we're looking at the girl child maturing and the boy child sort of like staying back a little bit or not being too serious with life, or what do you call that then?
No, the thing with the girl child and the boy child, they are two different species.
Oh, God.
The boy child is thinking of hustling, thinking of this other uncle. The
Why
girl
is
child
hustling? Why is the boy child thinking about hustling?
Like, ah, this other man, they who...
He also didn't go to school.
Just what he's driving and all that. And
they're so influenced. Easily influenced.
Yes, they're easily influenced. But then the girl child is most now always home with the mother. The mother is constantly, you must be like this, you know, taking care of the family, taking care of the household. So the girl child grows into that and she becomes just that.
Yeah, maternal.
So now, the people go now, let's assume they
could
both...
we also pin absent fathers to the equation of the boy child not being responsible? Because then the girl child is at home with the mother because the mother is there.
No, look.
But then if the woman has a boy child also, the likelihood of the father being in the equation
If you go in the streets, the boys are just there playing. The father is at home. You cannot be locking the boy child up in the house. So most of the time.
Why must the girl child be locked in the house?
She's not locked in the house. She's a girl and she's just more responsible. Like she knows that there's nothing nice that come out of the streets.
But you guys are enjoying the streets also, playing soccer.
Yeah, but there are no fathers in the street. So the fathers there are just other boys that have not materialized into anything. That's why they are in the streets. Yes. So it is not a thing about fathers. Fathers are there. Yes. It is more of a matter of nowadays when one buys a home.
But then why are the boy children not materializing if they have fathers?
Look, one of the things is nowadays, now that we know these elements that play a role in shaping people's lives, you can't just buy a house because the house is cheap.
Yeah.
You need to put all these other things into consideration. What happens in this area?
Yeah.
House breaking, you know? Things like rape, things like gangsterism, things like crime, you know, all these type of things.
Yeah.
So you look for a safe neighborhood for your kids to grow up in.
Yeah.
With good neighbors, then they get good morals.
Yeah.
Yes, because it is, raising a child is not just one person. It cannot just be pinned on the father.
Yeah.
Even the neighbors, they are
there.
Because your child will play there.
Yes.
So it is the whole close environment, you know, that is in close proximity that one has to consider. But going back to what you were asking about varsity, I was asking or saying that let us assume that the boy child and the girl child, they go to varsity and they graduate.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is now we have to start life.
Yeah.
It is not easy to start life just from scratch like that. Now we must, the girl child is a mover. She wants to move and she wants to do things already, be active, you know, let the ball start rolling. Now there's a guy already, you know, that has plans already, that is busy constructing and his ideas. He's not into
constructing what?
Constructing his house. He's not in the market.
Playing.
He's not in the market for looking for a job. Now both of you don't have money to print CVs.
But with the struggle together, most.
The struggle was just to graduate, finish school. Okay, thank you. You helped me with statistics.
No, man. That can't be it.
If you take, and this is a conversation that I overheard from my 21-year-old girl child. I'm like, why do you girls go for older guys? And she said, right? Look at me physically. Where does this boy even start to hold me? If I hold him back, I feel like I'm crushing him. if he stands next to my small sister, they are like the same age, Mbera. Like, I tried. Every time the boy is just crying because it's always him that is picked on whenever you guys are walking or sitting somewhere. Even to hold hands, it just feels so wrong because it is not physically, it is just a mismatch. But we did not even touch on the
intellectual part or maturity.
Maturity
part.
And intellect part. The just girl child's nails are done. She looks elegant. She's good hair. She is dressed like a corporate person. This boy child is still wearing Haviana plackies and the red bed chin that is hanging. No belt. Like, come on. I know.
So now our boys must wear like old men.
No, they must just man up.
Now, what is men?
Exercise so that you keep up with your fellow
young age men.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, eat well. sleep on time, stop exercise. Drinking. Now it's just drugs and alcohol, and then you shrink, and you are killing your brain cells also. Then you fall back, and the girl child is moving forward physically and mentally.
And financially.
Yeah.
Then the financial opportunities are also just awarded to the girls, because the girls are the ones that are getting to the part where...
Yeah, because even when you go for an interview, you cannot go looking... You are wearing official... Have you seen Boys of Nowadays? They are wearing official, but it still doesn't look nice. Like, yeah.
The small trousers that they are wearing, the ones that are like just big, it's like a 3/4.
Hey, how do you expect people to take you seriously then? But put a girl child in there, you think this,
she belongs here.
She's 29 or something, but this is just a 19-year-old girl. The way she carries herself.
Okay. Good afternoon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to contribute to our conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-4001. We're talking about the mismatch.
Those, yes, there was just also, what is it? Okando Buro Shiki. It was not for children. It was for other people in Bera who were having some other illnesses. Now there are many other things on the market. You know, these social media that is having these TikToks on exercise routines, eating. Well, and the girls have taken it upon themselves
to look good.
Yes, just a short while ago, I was added onto a group of fit Namibians, and it is started by a girl child. You know, it just shows the boys are just out drinking. So how do you want the girl child to be interested in you of the same age if?
If there's a mismatch
between
you guys. And now, and I think that that is also the contributing factor, né, to the boy child also saying things like, yeah, girls just want money.
They don't just want money. It is the level where they fall in.
Yeah.
So you see this girl, she is young, and this guy is older, slightly older, but there is an age gap. But when they are together, there is no gap because they do all the things nicely.
Yeah, befitting.
All the things. She must have passed. It's true.
There's no mismatch. There's no mismatch even in conversation.
She will even tell you what to do for your family.
Yeah.
She must have passed. From morning time to night time, tomorrow, all the things are just, so there is no mismatch in their life. It is just the age you even forget. And then now you are driving past the car wash, these boys with calls now or whatever. It's just racing, speeding. Oh, I'm going to the car wash.
It's the
prime Miloshiko Vingain, yeah. You know, you are not talking about future prospects, which are, hey, this is what I would like for us. Nothing at all. You're just playing.
And people are tired of playing also.
Yeah.
Because, playing in itself is most now, it's most not where we are supposed to be for the rest of our lives. Yeah. Right?
The other day I was talking to this other young nephew or cousin of mine, and he was very angry, not angry, but disappointed. Apparently this other girl that he had approached, that he had liked, asked him a question of, do I look like your playground?
Ha! Straight! Straight! Sharpshooter! Do I look like your playground?
Yeah.
And he was very disappointed.
Or do I look like a playground? Yeah.
Where you can come and play.
Yeah.
Now, what is... Bruh, these girls are also cold. Will our sons, like... You know, this conversation is a conversation that touches my soul, eh? Because I have a slender small son. I have a slender small son, and I don't know, man. We tried everything there. By the food, we tried everything.
He's not a son who's a man yet, man. So when you're still a young boy...
But he's going to grow into a slender small man.
You can still, your body is still very elastic. You can still shape it. For now, he's still a child.
So we must just encourage him, like when he's 15, things to go to the gym.
No, 15 is fine. You must not do anything. You must let me do the things.
But what are you going to do?
Me, I will tell him the reality.
Kucha, girls will not like you.
In your class. Yeah. Look how the girls look like. And look at you and your friends.
It reminds me of what he looks like when he's being picked up and what his girl classmates look like when they're being picked up. There's just a big difference. They're all in grade 4, but there's just a big difference. One looks like she's coming from grade 6 class, and these ones are children that were playing in the the ground.
Sure. Do you want to be having a grade 1 girlfriend? So you must listen to me when I tell you what to do.
But what are you going to tell him?
Must go run. Sleep on time.
Yeah,
sleep on time.
Eat healthy.
Sleep on time. Mm-hmm. Watch and listen to these things, you know.
Mm.
The earlier you start knowing these things, life will be smooth when it comes to attracting the opposite. You'll attract the same. And then you'll have a mature woman. Mm. Now you must go for a grade 1.
Mm.
Because of you guys are not keeping up. But No, my God, not be a kid, they're just playing. No. Things don't work. You're not just playing.
So I said, great kids.
Me, I'm one of those that saw this thing at that time, but it was now the time that it was beginning, where these girls are now starting to outgrow us.
Mm.
I know, man. So you have to do certain things to supplement you know. If it's not the looks, how you look, like body-wise structure, you must, at school you do exceptional things.
Mm.
You must perform well.
Mm.
Either you run very fast.
Mm.
You are doing business things, like at school, when there's something you are managing something there. Mm-hmm. So that
there's something.
Your potential can be seen in other areas, not just your physical area. Oh, there are many ways to kill the kid.
So your potential can be seen in other areas.
Yeah. So even if the person didn't want, she likes the things that you are doing.
She likes where your life is headed.
Yeah.
You know, and how you think.
Yeah, and so that you cannot be asked the question like, do I look like a playground?
Mm.
Now you're just playing the whole time. You must now have other things play, but have other things that balances that play, that your play doesn't outshine all the other aspects.
Mm.
Like, you know, and dress nice.
And smell good.
That one is number one.
Dress well.
Oh.
Not expensive.
It's a weakness for the girl child as well.
Nah, dressing well.
You must smell nice. Your trouser, if your parents did not iron it nice straight, you must not wear it. You must tell them, hello, this thing, bring the iron so I can try myself, man.
Mm.
Your shoes must be shining.
Mm.
The girl child will say, oh, this boy, ne?
Mm.
Oh, he's doing the things, man.
He's very clean.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's no one who likes dirty things.
Yeah.
Even a baby, when the diapers are not clean, the baby will cry. Mm. What do you think now of a person, a matured girl child, working with this boy now, coming from soccer, he's been playing.
Mm.
It's just ashy all over.
Mm.
It will not work.
Nah.
Yeah. I used to feel bad when I see these other guys from high schools coming to primary schools now. Oh, and the girls are going now. Like, man.
The girls are going. The girls are going. Man. But that's just, I feel like.
Then you beat them at their own game. But you look at them and then you see, what is it, man? No, they dress like, when they come, these guys, they look nice, man. The hair is cut. Yeah, and then you tell your parents, you must make a fast day at home. I want to be going to the barber shop. Like, it is
Stop
a thing that
me
they say.
Stop cutting with the
scissor. Yeah, I'm not being cut at home again by my mother.
my goodness. Stay tuned.
The International University of Management, IUM, is excited to announce that applications for the 2026 academic year are now open. Explore a wide range of qualifications across our dynamic faculties and schools. Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Sciences, Faculty of Health Sciences, Faculty of Information and Communication Technology, Faculty of Strategic Management and Business Administration, School of Primary Education, School of Secondary and Postgraduate Education, Postgraduate Studies, and the Graduate School of Business. Whether you are in Ventuk, Kurankuru, Enana, Ongwediva, or Walvis Bay, your future starts at IUM. For more information, visit www.ium.edu.na or call us at 061-433-6000. Go ahead, make the right choice, and step into your future with IUM, a Namibian university dedicated to its people's future.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Before we continue with our conversation and we let our guest go,
get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.